Morning, thousands of Southwest airline flights have been canceled after this weekend's historic winter storm. And in fact, the airline has already canceled about 2,500 flights for today, including hundreds at BWI Marshall Airport. Scores of customers have been stranded at airports, and many are making the decision to just drive hours and hours to get home instead. And one of them is WTOP's Nick Iannelli. He joins us now live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Nick, last time you and I talked last week, you thought the trouble was going to be getting a flight to Milwaukee. Apparently, it's getting home that's the difficulty here.
Yeah, it is absolutely unbelievable what is happening out there with Southwest Airlines. Thankfully, I'm at my parents' house in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm not stranded at an airport like thousands of people. All you have to do is go on social media and see these airports with luggage stacked up as far as you can see and lines of people just completely unable to get to a Southwest airline ticket counter to talk to anybody. You call Southwest Airlines, you get a busy signal. Me personally, I found out I was canceled. I was one of the people who just checked on my flight, as you are smart to do before you're about to fly out, and it said canceled in big red letters. Got no notification about it, no email, no text message, as they usually do. So you got to sit around and wonder what is happening in Southwest Airlines. They don't even tell their passengers that they're canceling their flights when it happens. So yeah, I'm one of those people who just checked. Let's see if it's on time. Nope, it's canceled. Got no notification whatsoever. So that's the area I'm in right now, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm going to have to drive back. It's normally about an hour and a half flight. It's going to be about a 12 to 13 hour drive.
Yeah, I guess that'll be a 12 or 13 hour drive if the conditions are okay.
So let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope for sure. So you got a rental car to drive back here to DC. How difficult was that? Were there a lot of other people trying to rent cars too?
I haven't gotten my car yet, Joan, so let's not jinx it.
Okay.
That was the conversation I was having with my family. I was like, okay, so I'm going to book this car. I do have a reservation, but I'm looking at social media. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, okay, I'm going to have to drive. So that's going to be a whole situation in and of itself.
Well, we certainly hope to see you back here soon and safely, Nick. I wish you all the luck getting home here to the D.C. region. And keep us up to date on what's going on, you know, with your drive back, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's WTOP's Nick Iannelli driving back now.